Welcome to the Spring 2011 edition of The Hill, the newsletter for the friends of Troopers Hill. The sun is shining as your editor sits at his keyboard, penning his thoughts. It's wonderful to see sunshine after what seemed to have been a long, cold, grey winter. The very early snow seems to have confused our feathered friends who, to my mind, started singing very early this year. Nest building is underway, and the magpies are busy ripping twigs off our silver birch for their nests. As spring sets in properly, some of you may have noticed that new whips have been planted in the bank on Troopers Hill Road, where a large amount of soil debris was removed earlier in the year. These should soon take root and will help restore the green to a currently rather bare-looking patch. Also, the bottom entrance by the lower chimney has now had newer fencing put in place, which we think looks much better. The St. George Community Fair will be taking place on Saturday, March the 26th, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. It has been held at St. Aidan with St. George Church and Hall on Fir Tree Lane, just off Nag's Head Hill. Friends will be there to tell people about the Stepping Forward grant application and the work that is proposed. As part of the grant application, we've organised a consultation exercise to find out what people think. We really need to hear from you, and at the fair, you can pick up a simple survey questionnaire to fill in. You can also complete the survey online if you prefer at www.troopers-hill.org.uk/stepping-forward/. There will be another chance to find out about the proposals on Friday the 22nd of April at the annual Good Friday service on the hill. Friends will be hoping for better weather than last year, when the service had to be moved indoors, and we'll be there, as usual, to support the proceedings. Book now for your place on our Dawn Chorus Walk. Ever popular, the walk will start at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday the 9th of April and be led by Ed Druitt. Our long-time supporters, Bees' Bar and Tea Gardens, are reopening for business on Good Friday, April the 22nd. Good news for our Avon Valley Walk. Start planning your picnic now. Saturday, June the 25th, we'll see this year's Music on the Hill concert. This year, we'll be serenaded by the terrific Gasworks Singers. For those of you who haven't come across them before, they are a spin-off from the Gasworks Choir and provide an exciting and interesting variety of vocal entertainment. Fingers crossed for the weather then. More details next issue. Area Green Space Plans by Rob Acton Campbell.
You will remember that last year there was a consultation on the Area Green Space Plans, which are part of the Council's Parks and Green Spaces strategy. There were two parts to the plans. The bit that got all the press coverage was the proposal to sell off less than 3% of Bristol's publicly accessible green space over the next 20 years, and to invest 70% of the proceeds in improvements to other spaces. This idea came about both because of the poor state of Bristol's parks after 20 years of underinvestment, and because of the need to find space in Bristol for more houses, which will reduce the need to build on greenbelt land around the city. The political arguments about the sell-off are still going on. The other part of the plan, which is more important for Troopers Hill, is to decide where money from the Section 106 contributions, money from developers, government or lottery grants, and from any land sales will be spent, and what it will be spent on. For example, should the priority be to add more play equipment in St George Park, or in Troopers Hill Field, or somewhere else? The Council has decided that neighbourhood partnerships should decide on spending priorities in their areas based on the results of the consultation and the views of local people. In St George, the Neighbourhood Partnership Environment Subgroup will be taking the lead on this and will be making a recommendation to the full partnership, probably at the meeting in September. As champion of the subgroup, I'll keep you up to date with what is happening via our forum at troopers-hill.org.uk/news-and-views. You can find out more about their strategy on the Bristol Parks Forum website at bristolparksforum.org.uk. and the area green space plan ideas and options can still be downloaded from bristol.gov.uk/AGSP.
Improving Access on Troopers Hill by Susan Acton Campbell.
Great news! In principle, Friends of Troopers Hill can have over £32,000 of big lottery money to improve existing paths and steps on the hill, making Troopers Hill easier to reach by reducing mud on Troopers Hill Field and providing some information about the woodland paths may also be possible. However, before being given the money, we have to prove that local people want the work done. You can prove your support or show that you do not want the work to happen by looking at the proposals and completing the questionnaire on www.troopers-hill.org.uk/stepping-forward. You can also come to one of our consultation events where proposals will be on display for your comment and input. Paper questionnaires started going through the letterboxes of houses in the streets surrounding Troopers Hill during the weekend of 12th to 13th March. If there is no proof of support, no money will be given for the work. The proposals will be on display for your input on Tuesday, the 22nd of March, from 7pm to 9pm at the St George Neighbourhood Partnership Forum at Air Balloon Primary School, Saturday, the 26th of March, 11am to 3pm at the Community Fair, St Aidan's Church, Firtree Lane, on Saturday, the 2nd of April, from 2pm to 5pm at a drop-in session for you to give your opinions at the Summer Hill Methodist Church, 5 Air Balloon Road, St George, Bristol, BS5 8LB, next to the Air Balloon Pub. On Friday, 22nd of April, from 11am to 1pm, in our gazebo, during and after the Good Friday service, by the chimney at the top of Troopers Hill. If you would like a questionnaire or want more information, please contact Susan on friends@troopers-hill.org.uk or contact her on 0117 947 5037. Thank you to Model Mania, our local St George model shop, for supplying envelopes for the questionnaires. Also, to Bristol City Council for supplying a free post address and community spaces for the printing costs. Particular thanks to all the volunteers who have folded, stuck labels, and delivered questionnaires.
Come Walk In with St George Strollers by Claire Willett.
There have been big developments in setting up the St George Walking for Health group. In late January, we heard that our bid for funding had been successful. In early March, Susan and Claire attended a walk leader training at the Create Centre and came away with glossy certificates. On March the 26th, from 11 to 2, we will have a display at St George Community Fair at St Aidan's Church. We will be putting on walks at 12 and 2, which will be either Friends of Troopers Hill or Walking for Health led. Each walk will have a short and a slightly longer option. St George Strollers launch walks will be on Wednesday, May the 11th, starting from St George Labour Club at 10am and ending back there for refreshments. We will walk around St George Park with an extra walk in Avonview Cemetery. On Monday, May the 23rd, we will start at Wesley Memorial Church at 10am and explore Magpie Bottom before returning for refreshments. Both walks are free and open to everyone. Please do come and enjoy walking with us to get the group off to a fantastic start. Any queries, ring Claire on 0117 941 4514 or Nick from Walking for Health Bristol on 0117 352 1283.
Obituary. Friends, we're sad to hear of the death of our very good friend Gillian Dyte on January the 1st at the age of 71. Gillian was an enthusiastic and active member of Friends of Troopers Hill until recent ill health limited her mobility. She was usually to be found sitting at the back of our meetings, from where she could heckle the committee members to keep us in line, and offer informative local anecdotes. She personally contributed to the cost of clearing a sight line from one of the benches on Troopers Hill Field, and proved most effective at fundraising when sat just inside the entrance to the hill at our events, where she could collar everybody arriving and persuade them that they really ought to buy a raffle ticket. She will be very much missed, and our condolences go to her extended family, who also live close by and help us out at events. Know your place. A wealth of maps charting historic Bristol are now available to explore online following the launch of a new website by Bristol City Council on the 16th of March. The site will provide access to many of the old maps held at Bristol Record Office and the information in the Historic Environment Record, which is the primary source for all information relating to the city's history and archaeology. This will not only contribute to the record, but will also, through the record, directly inform planning policy decisions, help to map heritage assets across the city, and generally assist with the management of Bristol's historic environment. The new resource, which has been developed in partnership with local groups and funding from English Heritage, will enable users to explore the city and their neighbourhoods, as well as add images and information of their own. The website will include tithe maps, which date to the mid-19th century, as well as early ordnance survey maps. These maps are linked to modern charts and other historic information, including some images from the Breckenbridge collection of early 19th century illustrations held at Bristol Museum and Art Gallery. Councillor Anthony Nagus, Cabinet Member for Strategic Housing and Regeneration, said, "We hope that the Know Your Place website will become an essential tool to help individuals, communities, developers, design professionals and students to develop a deeper understanding of our city and how it has evolved over the centuries. A key aspect will be the ability of community groups to contribute to this living online resource as it develops. We're very grateful for the considerable interest and input from community groups across the city, which has enabled this project to go ahead. Know Your Place is part of a wider initiative by the City Design Team to promote good urban design throughout the city, not just in conservation areas. Bristol has a rich and diverse environment, and its historic buildings, parks and open spaces, topography and harbour combine to create a distinctive city. These aspects are highly valued by our communities and make our city a place where people want to visit, work, learn and invest in." Bristol Garden Life Show is a new event to be held in Bristol and will give gardening fans in the city the chance to indulge their passion. The Bristol Garden Life Show will give visitors the opportunity to view gardens, talk to experts and buy plants and shrubs. This is the first year the Evening Post is organising the event, which could become an annual fixture on gardening fans' calendars. 3-day extravaganza will take place from April the 15th to the 17th and will include everything for outdoor life, from conservatories and wood burners to picnic items and sculptures. The event runs from Friday the 15th of April to Sunday the 17th of April between 10 and 5 p.m. each day and will be taking place in Cabot Circus, the Mole, Bristol and Broadmead. Dates for your diary from Friends of Troopers Hill.
Saturday, March 26th, St George Community Fair, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m, St Aidan with St George Church and Hall, Fir Tree Lane, off Nags Head Hill.
Saturday, April the 2nd, work party, 10 a.m. to midday, meet at Troopers Hill Road and Greendown. Gentle exercise and a bit of a laugh over some coffee.
Saturday, April the 2nd, is a Stepping Forward consultation drop-in session from 2 to 5 p.m. at Summerhill Methodist Church. Come along and find out what the grant is for and let us know what you think. Sunday, April the 3rd, a guided walk starting at 3 p.m. at the Malvern Road entrance to Troopers Hill Field. An opportunity to see exactly what could be affected by the Stepping Forward grant.
Saturday, April 9th, Dawn Chorus Walk, 6:30 to 8 a.m. Led by Ed Druitt, advance booking for this event is essential.
Friday, April the 22nd, Good Friday service on the hill. Procession starts 11:30 a.m. from Summerhill Methodist Church.
Saturday, May the 7th, there is another of our regular work parties. Details are as April the 2nd. Wednesday, May the 11th, Walking for Health Walk, 10 a.m. Meet outside St George Labour Club, Beaconsfield Road. No booking is necessary, just turn up.
Thursday, 12th of May, meeting, 7:15 p.m. Summerhill Methodist Church, 5 Air Balloon Road. Come along and share your views on our local nature reserve.
Sunday, May the 22nd, Avon Valley Walk, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A guided walk through local green spaces with the opportunity for lunch at Bees's Riverside Bar and Tea Gardens, or bring a picnic. Advance booking is essential.
Monday, May the 23rd, there's a Walking for Health Walk. Meet outside Wesley Memorial Church, Bryant's Hill, at 10 a.m. No booking is necessary, just turn up.
Saturday, June the 4th, work party. 10 a.m. to midday. Meet at Troopers Hill Road and Greendown. Gentle exercise and a bit of a laugh over some coffee.
Saturday, June 25th, Music on the Hill from 6 p.m. This year, the live music is provided by the wonderful Gasworks Singers. Bring a picnic and enjoy the views over Bristol whilst being serenaded. Please remember, no barbecues. They damage the rare grasses, which are one of Troopers Hill's precious assets.
The ABC of Troopers Hill by Bryn Freelan.
H is for heather. Heather is a woody-stemmed evergreen plant of acid heathland. Two types of heather grow on Troopers Hill: ling, scientific name Coluna, and bell heather, scientific name Erica. The deep purple flowers colour the south-facing slopes of the nature reserve in late summer. The plants provide an important food source for invertebrates, including spiders, beetles, flies, bugs, and, most importantly, the caterpillars of moths, including this strangely named small elephant hawk moth. The tops and flowers of heather plants give an orange-yellow dye. Its medical uses include the control of urinary infections. Friends of Troopers Hill encourage heather to grow by controlling the scrub, brambles and saplings that would eventually overshadow or outcompete the heather.
Jules' diary from our very own Parky.
Hello, troopers. It's been a strange end of winter, start of year, it seems. Where's the snow? He asked hypocritically. The team is plodding on with bramble bashing and pushing back the boundaries a little, very ably assisted by friends' work parties. Ta. Bit quiet on the flora and fauna front, it being winter, but we seem to have gained a few squirrels, or they fewer trees to hide in. At least on the hill, several have sprouted up around the field, which gives it a sense of place and will, in time, cast some nice shade. And while they may not be putting much of an appearance this spring, the daffodillies, planted by very enthusiastic youngsters along the bank, should host up nicely in future. Good to see the local schools using the hill as an outdoor resource. Several young people running and tumbling up and down the slopes a day or two so ago. Do they count as fauna? All clutching clipboards and scribbling notes, and more visits planned, I hear. On a personal note, it's now a whole year since I returned from my interesting hiatus, and the hill has done its part in restoring my fitness levels, such as they are. So, another spring is heralded by the sight of the occasional humblebee and flutterby and cheerfully noisy birdsong. Things are starting to move, as they say. Cheers.
Contacts. For the latest news and updates, phone our information line 0753 161 5983. If you'd like to talk to us, please contact Susan Acton Campbell, our chair, on 0117 947 5037. You can also write to us at 3 Corcus Hill, St George, Bristol, BS5 8DT. The email address is friends@troopers-hill.org.uk, or go to the online forum at www.troopers-hill.org.uk/news and views, and that's all one word. To book a place on an event, phone Judith on 0117 955 9819 or email events2011@troopers-hill.org.uk. Walking for Health, St George Strollers, contact Claire Willett, 0117 941 4514. To report incidents on Troopers Hill, phone Bristol Parks, 0117 922 3719. Report criminal activity to the police on 999. Or contact Pete Crawford, the police local beat manager, on 07919 628 304. Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this edition and look forward to talking to you again for the next one in June.